Genesis Christian Life Fellowship, a church committed to loving God, raising fruitful disciples, and advancing the kingdom. Enjoy this week's message.
The title of my message is The Invisible Package. Say to the person next to you, the invisible package. Do you know that as a Christian, it would be very naive of us as Christians to think of problems as something to avoid? Do you know that problems are very good for us as believers? Do you know that light is useless without darkness? It's the same way. Without problems, it's very difficult for us to mature in the things of God. As Christians, God himself sometimes designs problems for us. Tailor makes problems for us. And it's those problems that would help us to move on and mature in God. But sometimes, it's not every problem that you see that you rebuke. Because some problems are meant for you. They are actually good for your spiritual advancement. I was praying with my wife the other day, and there was a particular situation. And then I prayed for peace in that situation. When I finished, I felt sick in my spirit. I felt that, no, I shouldn't have prayed for peace in that situation. I should have prayed that we go through that situation. So it's not everything that you pray against. Certain things, they are meant to help to develop your spiritual muscles. Every problem comes with what? An invisible package. Every problem comes with it. It's how you deal with that problem that matters. Okay? So you may be going through something today. It doesn't mean that it's the end of your life. That is it. It means that it's the beginning of you obtaining the promise that God has got for you. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now, I remember that there was a time when I was a head usher. And as soon as no Kujo is there, I'm okay. All I need is that Kujo is there. Once Kujo is there, I knew that everything was in order. And I planned the team in such a way that everything was in order, weddings and everything, and how we greet people and how people, you know, we do everything. And then one day, Pastor John just called me, Andrew, come. And I said, what? And he said, I want you to stop doing the ushering. I want you to go and help with the kids. I said, my first reaction was to what? To say no. And he said, okay, go and think about it. But then I caught myself. And I said, Pastor John, and what I was thinking in my mind is that if I'm a servant of God, why should it bother me in the first place? Why should I go and even pray about it? I said, Father John, I don't need to pray about this. So I went. But in my mind, I was thinking, this man, he wants me to go and play with kids. But I went anyway. After a month's time, he called me again. He said, Andrew, come. I said, I want you to join the pastoral team. Brothers and sisters, I want to say something to you. That there was, at the time when he called me, he gave me that information. It seemed like what? A bad news. But there was what? An invisible package awaiting. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that there is an invisible package. You may be in the ushering department today. You may be working. Nobody sees what you're doing. You might be a single parent. You're doing your stuff. You don't realize. You know, there is what? An invisible package. So time, you have to look. The Bible's definition for problems. In fact, I'm going to just say what the definition of problem is. The definition of problems is a state of difficulty that needs to be resolved. A state of difficulty that needs what? To be resolved. And also, my personal definition of this, I was telling my wife this morning, she was laughing, is a problem is like a currency for us to obtain the invisible package from God. problem is like what? A currency for us to obtain the invisible package from God. So if you see problem as a currency, brothers and sisters, you always be rejoicing. How many of you, when you got paid, you was annoyed? We need to see problems as an advantage for us to what? To propel forward. And a Greek word for problem is probelin. Sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's probelin. Which means, it's obviously divided into sections. Pro, meaning forward. And belin, meaning throw. Problems is meant to what? Throw us forward. That's God's intention. As Christians, we need to have a mindset, the right mindset about what problems is all about. Whenever you are getting attacked in any aspect of your life, think about the end result. I always use this as a thing. I always imagine myself in a tunnel. And I always know that I've never seen a tunnel without a light at the end of it. I'm yet to see one. I haven't seen one. There is always what? Light at the end of the tunnel. There is always light at the end of the tunnel, brothers and sisters. Whatever you're going through, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes the reality that it feels as if for you, everybody is like what my brother was. Everybody is rejoicing for you. You are failing. Eh? You feel like you are a late starter in life. Sometimes it happens. You feel like everybody is married and I'm not married. Everybody's done this. Everybody's got a job and I've got a job. Everybody's got a car and I'm still going on buses. Don't worry. There is an invisible package for you. In fact, do we know that problem is a door to our answers? It's a door to our answers. All the children that came here, as they're going to school, they're going to school and coming back, they probably won't see the end of the tunnel. They won't see that one day, maybe they may be the prime minister, the invisible package of this nation. They don't, but they're just going, you know? But they're still what? Going on. They're still going to school every day. Sometimes we come to church, we go to prayer, and you don't see nothing happening in your life. In your life, you're sitting there, you're praying, you don't see nothing actually happening in your life. Brothers and sisters, I want to tell you that what? There is what? The Bible words for problem, one of them is temptation. The Greek word for temptation is what? Parasmos, which means trial with beneficial purpose. Trial with a beneficial purpose. Another word is, obviously, trial. The Greek word, the Greek definition for trial is testing. And the first one that I was saying is that Jesus Christ was a classic example of when he was trialed. Do you know that? After 40 days of fasting, he was tried by the enemy, wasn't it? And what did he do? He resisted the enemy. He rebuked the enemy. And what was the end result of that? His ministry started. Brothers and sisters, what I want to say to us is that sometimes in life, when you are just about to get your promotion, guess what happens? The enemy will come and give you what? An alternative. But if you don't pass that test, your ministry will not start. And guess what? You'll be like a dog chasing his tail. Have you ever seen a dog chasing his tail? You have to what? Pass that test in order to move on to the next level. Jesus Christ did pass that test. Though, of course, there were many tests. The last test he passed was death for us. It was painful. And he said, Father, if you can, take this cup away from me. It was painful when he was going through it. But when he went through it, we are the result of it. You and I are the result of that. Another word is trial. The Greek word definition for trial is testing. And one of the things that I want to say is that Abraham was one a classic example of that. When he was asked to, what? To kill his only son. Sometimes God will ask us to take away the things that we love. He was asked to do that. And God was testing him. But through that, he must be thinking, I'm sure that he must be thinking, ah, this God, what is wrong with him? You know, I'm of age, and only one son that I've had, he wanted to take it away from me. I'm sure he was obviously going through that, but he had faith in God. And when he obeyed God, guess what happened? There was a blessing in his life. He was, amen? his seed multiplied. And one man of God as well that I really admire was King David. King David was like a nothing. You know, for some of you, you have to see what a shepherd looks like. Because in this country, I don't see shepherds. All I see is a farm with goats on them. Sheep, you know. But you don't see the shepherd. But in Africa, you see a shepherd. You see a shepherd with his stick and his shoe is torn and his clothes is smelling and he hasn't combed his hair. You know, they are regarded as very low. King David, when he was a shepherd, when nobody knew him, he was what? Preparing for his what? Invisible package. David was being trialed by different things, but he was killing bears. He was slaying them, just lions. And his last one was what? Goliath. And when he managed to slay Goliath, guess what happened? He became the king of Israel. His invisible package was awaiting him. Today, it may seem to you like nothing is happening in your life. Everything that you do is failing. Your boss doesn't like you. You know, anything that you do seem to fail. You seem to be losing jobs, or you seem to be homeless from one home to the other. I want you to know that there is an invisible package for you if you don't give up. As Christians, we need to know how to fight a good fight of faith. We really need to know how to fight. We shouldn't give up as Christians. Whatever you're going through, maybe your marital issues, we must fight with what the Lord has given us. Amen. There are five ways. In fact, there are three channels. There are three sources of problems. One of them is what? One of them is God Himself. The other one is what? Body and soul, us. And the third one is the enemy. So, brothers and sisters, when you're going through a trial, you need to have a spirit of discernment. You need to discern which one is from God, which one is from your past. The Bible says, well, the old things have passed away and everything has become what? New. Is it the old man? And then which one is the enemy? It's not everything that you bind and loose. It's true. It's not everything that I bind and loose. Because there are certain things I say, Father, I remember there was a trial in my life, there was a situation in my life, and the Lord showed me what was going to happen. He didn't show me the detail. But I just said, Father, I need this was from you. I said to the enemy or whatever, I said, look, that which you want to do, just do it quickly. I just want to move on with my life. Because there was this fear about what is this thing's going to happen. I said, well, that which you want to do, just do it quickly. And it happened as well. It wasn't very good. But I went through it, and I saw the fruits of it. There was another situation that I had. When I was running the football team. And brothers and sisters, it wasn't pleasant to know that you've got the best quality of players. And I'm sure someone is laughing because he was there. And we were playing 90 minutes, we were in the other team's half. And guess what? Anytime they shoot the ball, guess what happens? It will never go in the pole. Everywhere else by the pole. It never. Even when the goalkeeper is not there, to hit somebody's leg and it will... I said, what is this? I was there and I said, oh, what? And we were in the end. We come back. That day, we didn't lose, but we drew or something. And I was so dissatisfied. I said, Father, why? We trained. We've done everything. We've got the best strikers. We've got everything. Why are we not scoring these goals? So that day, there was a workers' dinner. And I remember going to workers' dinner, seeing Pastor John and everything. He said, how was football? And I said, it was good. It was okay. But inside of me, I was crying. I said, Father, what is this? I couldn't even, for me to not eat food. That shows you that it's very, very serious. I looked at the food, and I couldn't eat the food. I said, why? So I just managed to sneak away, and I left. And I went home, and I started to pray. And that was proper warfare prayer. And thank God that I had the grace to pray at that time. And as I was praying, the Lord showed me a room like this. And he showed me, like, it was like beds and stuff. I'll say demons and stuff. And it was like trophies that the enemy has pulled on them and stuff around there. And I was seeing that in the realms of the spirit as I was praying. And I started to rebuke every one of them. It took me long, though. because there was quite a lot of them, and I was rebuking. And thank God it was like a movie. I was seeing everything that was happening as I was praying. So the more I was rebuking, and some of them are very, I said, no! And I was just going for it. Can you imagine me if you saw me from outside or something, you think I'm mad? Because I was literally beating, I was literally fighting the physical as well as it was in the spirit. And what happened was that after a while, I saw that some of them were trying to escape and they couldn't escape and died on whatever, and the place became peaceful. But then the wall was still stained with poo and all bears poo and stuff like that in the room. So I started to plead the blood of Jesus. And as I plead the blood of Jesus, the whole room lit up and it started to brighten. I started to see trophies. The trophies, everything started to look good. Again, and I say, yes, this is the victory. The following day, the following week, we started to win games, 7-0. Defenders started to win, to score goals. And from that day on, Destiny United started to obtain what? Trophies, as some more. We started to get trophies. Even so much that we got even people from us that would come and watch us. Amateur team. We had spectators that would come and watch us as a football team because they loved the way we played. Even so much that we had players went to Spurs, went to professional football, Millwall, Spurs, and different places. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that whenever you are facing adversity, remember one thing. There is what? An invisible package.
Remember to subscribe to our weekly podcast and also visit us at www.genesisclf.org.